Bummers, welcome to Geek Bum. As usual, I do my Power of the Month. It's an acronym, stands for playing, watching, reading. And we put in a D as well for doing. So Powered by Geek Bum is happening right now. I haven't done one since November, and I usually like to leave a little bit of time in between each so that I can actually get around to playing, watching, and reading other things each and every time I do these videos. Being January, it means that we've had a little bit of time off over the break and I was able to do a lot more of these nerdy good things. So let me tell you what I've been up to. Let's kick it off with playing. Now, I kind of want to be embarrassed for my playing because I got sucked into something and I cannot get out of it. You may know that Elder Scrolls Online has been a little something that tried and could nearly, but hasn't quite, with a lot of people. It's an online MMO, RPG, that Bethesda put out. Now, it was released on PC, and then they spent another year or so trying to get it out on the consoles, and by then they had to completely abolish the monthly subscription. And now they were like, you know what, guys, if you log in December, possibly even January, I'm not sure how long the span is, but if you log in this particular window, you are in the draw to win $1 million. I was like, okay. I haven't played for a little while. I actually played the beta on my Mac. I think it was in May 2014 or 2013 even. Can't recall. All I know is that I was in a hotel suite in New York, bored out of my brain, and I was just like, yes. I really like this game, and a lot of people don't, and that's cool, but there's something about it that I am absolutely in love with. Like with all RPGs, you choose your class and your race. So I am a high elf wizard, sorceress? Let's say sorceress, which is amazing. She's fantastic. She looks like Taylor Swift. I didn't mean for her to look like Taylor Swift. I was just doing character creation before you know it while I was playing the game. I was like, holy shit, I've got Taylor Swift as a character. Bugger. But the thing that Mordor can't stop doing is cooking. So there's blacksmithing, there's clothwork, there's woodwork, there's a bunch of different things, enchanting, alchemy, yet I'm collecting ingredients for food the entire game, and I'm cooking a lot. Moving on to watching, I've been stumbling across quite a few great shows lately. I really want to talk about the 100. It's a CW show. Taz Pants, Taz, who's a part of Geek Bomb, she was in on day one. In fact, she even started up her own little side blog all about the 100. And I was just like, ooh, okay, sure. What do you know? I had to go back to Australia, and on the plane they had two series of it, and so I got stuck into it and I couldn't stop. The premise of it is probably best described as the little sister of Battlestar Galactica. So it's definitely got the end of the world space station as a colony kind of feel to it, along with the political dramas that go along, but it's not boring. Worth a watch. It's all available on Netflix if you want to check it out. Speaking of Netflix, it's the show everyone's talking about, Making a Murderer. I punched that one out in a few days, 2 days, I think. Watched from where to go and got more and more sucked into the tale of Stephen Avery. If you haven't watched it yet, it is a little slow to get into it because, you know, it's, how do I delicately put it? It's just a very unintelligent person being completely obliterated by the law. Someone didn't like him. There was another person in a position of power to be able to do something about it. And then the snowball kept rolling. And he was then accused of a rape and assault that he didn't commit. And he was behind bars for 18 years until the DNA caught up with the trial and was able to prove him completely innocent. He then had a civil suit. I think he was suing the state for $39 million. And then boom, he was arrested for a murder. Now the unfolding of these cases as they go to trial, you kind of see more and more discrepancies happening with the police. There was evidence that was tampered with. The story goes on, it's kind of gripping. And the editing is done in such a way that there are cliffhangers at the end of every episode that leaves you going, what? I do kind of feel a little bit for those people tweeting going, he's absolutely innocent, I can't believe this. He may be, but what we've been watching in Making a Murderer was definitely bias. It was telling the tale from one side, and there was a lot of favoritism in that. And the last show that I want to talk to you about, a big thanks to MTV America for sending me the first 4 episodes of the Shannara Chronicles, which is actually on MTV in America, but the Sci-Fi Channel in Australia. This is a really, really cool fantasy show. It's based off a novel, but what I love about this, it's actually set in the future where mankind died out, and it's now elves, trolls, gnomes, and druids that are on the planet. It's basically based around this tree that's been, I don't know if it's cursed or, but it's dying, and every time a leaf falls down, a demon erupts from that. It's really, really wicked. I'm only two or so episodes in at the moment, but there are a lot of new faces in this series. A lot of new pretty faces. A lot of new, holy crap, could elves be better looking than this group people? There's the ugliest person in this whole series is still a six, and that's Gimli, who's an old guy. Remember when he was in Sliders? Those were the days. Anyway, you can check that one out. Like I said, MTV if you're in America, Sci-Fi in Australia, all the other regions, I'm not sure, but if you can find those episodes, give it a chance. It's actually really good. Moving on to reading. I read books and I listen to books. So I'll start it off with what I'm reading hard copy at the moment. It's on my iPad. I have downloaded all of the Game of Thrones books and I'm up to the last one that has been published. It's Dance of Dragons, Part 2. So what they did is split the book up and told the same sort of stories over the same timeline, but from different perspectives. So I'm now reading the books from Jon Snow and Daenerys's perspective, and it's not really like what I've been watching in the last season of Game of Thrones. I am reading what's already come out. It goes into a lot of detail, and I know that there's a handful of you guys that are like, oh, the book read is for Game of Thrones. If you haven't read them, do it. Like, yes, it's drifting away, and now the book readers aren't kind of being smug when watching the show, but the changes that they've made are fascinating. I understand why these decisions were made for the sake of the TV show, but it's worth knowing what else is happening in the book, what the original story actually was in written form as told by George R.R. Martin. And it also goes into a lot more details about these characters. The book that I'm listening to at the moment on audiobook is the second book from Kingkiller Chronicles, Patrick Rothfuss. The last video that I did, I was listening to The Name of the Wind. Now I'm listening to The Wise Man's Fear. I'm only about halfway through at the moment. Very different from the first book because it doesn't follow the particular patterns of when someone's at school or university, you know, years and years of this happening until they break out from that and go on their own adventures. It's already happening in the second book, which is a bit of a risk because it's worked so well when a series is dependent on the classrooms and studying and your friends, but to completely break out from that and try something so different and it to work, well done, Patrick Rothfuss. I am one of your biggest fans. I think your writing is superb, and a big lot of love, I guess, to all of those that have come to me saying, thanks to your last power, I'm now reading Patrick Rothfuss's books. I've got The Name of the Wind. To you, more power to you. Hopefully you love it as much as I do. Now that I'm onto the second one, I cannot keep recommending it enough. So get that book in your little sweet hands and start reading so we can talk about Quoth. Oh. So the last thing that I want to put in there is a sneaky little D, powered. What am I doing? The things that I'm doing at the moment is working. I'm working a lot. If you don't know, I'm a host on SourceFed Nerd. I actually have taken creative control over from the network and I'm running the channel, and I have been for about 3 or 4 months now, which is pretty fun. Dungeons and Dragons was my idea, which I'm super proud of. That is the best show to do. Basically, it's a very, very stripped down version of Dungeons and Dragons. There's no character sheet, there's no different die rolls, so not for weapon checks or damage rolls. It's just a d20 and it's luck. So you roll, if you roll well, it happens. If you roll low, it doesn't. The adventure's been going on for about 6 episodes now. We've filmed 7 and 8. And I think that this campaign's gonna finish at 10 episodes. And then once that's all done, we'll get a whole new team of adventurers and do it all again. Will it cross over? Probably. Will the characters make a return? Well, I mean, yeah, probably. It's gonna be a lot of fun and the possibilities are completely endless. So if you wanna check that out, do it. Let me know what you like in the comments below and what you'd like to see more of, because I can try and make it happen. That's it from me, but I have a bomb squad. Yes, I've got a team of people back in Australia that help me with Geek Bomb. And Castleberry, who is our social media manager, who you see all over the Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, she has done her Powered for this month too. So Kaz, take it away.
So what I've been playing lately is a game called Divinity Original Sin. And I've been playing the enhanced version on the PlayStation 4. I really, really love it. It's a turn-based RPG. I've been playing couch co-op, but unfortunately, what I did was I made the mistake of promising that I would not play the game alone so I wouldn't get ahead in the storyline. And I am way, way, way more interested in the game. So I haven't actually been able to get into anything else because all I want to play is Divinity. I haven't been doing all that much playing lately. All I've been doing is watching. I have been watching Star Wars Rebels. I've just finished up season one, so very excited to get caught up. And I really, really am loving it. So for the past few weeks, I've made it my mission to go over some books that I remembered from my childhood. I started off with Howl's Moving Castle because that was one of my favorites. And then I moved on to Witch Week, which I've just finished up today, actually. Really, really enjoyed that as part of a series that I never actually got any of the other books for. So I'm taking this opportunity to read some more, but the next one on my list is So You Want to Be a Wizard. And that's one that a friend of mine and I always talk about. It's a random book that not many people have heard of, but we've both read and both absolutely loved. And for my doing, I'm actually planning a Batman vs. Superman themed heavy metal event in Perth. So that's exciting. It's not something I normally get to do. It's an EP launch for a band called Baby Suspect, and they write their songs based on video games. So they've got Dark Souls, Fallout, Mortal Kombat, and a bunch of others. It's on the 11th of March at the Civic. If anyone wants to come down, entry is $10. You get a free digital copy of the band's EP. And if you RSVP on Facebook, you have a chance to win two free movie tickets to see Batman vs. Superman. I'm Kazel, and that's my January Powered by Geek Bomb.
Hey guys, it's Brad, and my power at the moment is I am playing a lot of League of Legends and Dota at the moment. I can't stop playing because lots of new season changes. Also, I am watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia from week to week. I love that show a lot. It's hilarious. If you haven't watched it, you need to do so because it's a very particular type of comedy, but it's unique, so to say the least. So try it. If you like it, watch it. And reading, I'm reading pretty much anything X-Men at the moment. Wolverine and the X-Men is really cool because it's like the X-Men you know and love, but Wolverine is the headmaster of a new school, Jean Grey School for the Gifted, and it's interesting because obviously Logan's hot-headed and not really the type of headmaster you'd really want, but he actually also loves the students, so it's a cool dynamic. Yeah.
That is it for this month's Powered by Geek Bomb. What are you playing, watching, reading, doing? I would love to know in those comments below. I'll see you next time. I'm Boss Bomb Maud Garrett. The bomb has been dropped.